Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Last night, Clayton Kershaw stood between the Marlins and their first three-game win streak. But the last time Kershaw faced Miami, Tom Kohler, and not the L.A. lefty, garnered the win, with last evening's rematch between the two, Glenn Geffner.
It's Clayton Kershaw, maybe the best in the game, to the mound. And the Dodgers jumped out to an early 3-0 lead, making things even tougher. But the Marlins found a way. A nice team win tonight. Miami scoring 5 in the 6th on its way to a 6-3 victory. Marlins have won 2 in a row here at Dodger Stadium and 3 straight overall for the first time this season. Well, it ended well for the Marlins tonight. Did not start well, though. Miami went down 1-2-3 against Clayton Kershaw in the top of the first. And in the bottom of the inning, the Dodgers struck for 2 runs without a hit against Tom Kohler. Chase Utley walked, leading off the first. Corey Seager aligned to center for the first out, but then Justin Turner drew a walk, and the Dodgers had 2 men on with 1 out. With Adrian Gonzalez to the plate, a wild pitch sent runners to second and third, and when JT Realmuto tried to throw Utley out at third base, the ball got away. It rolled into the camera well. Utley came home to score. Turner took third. The Dodgers had a 1-0 lead. Then a walked Adrian Gonzalez put runners to the corners, and another Kohler wild pitch brought Turner across, so the Dodgers were up 2-0, again without a hit. Yasiel Puig lined to left. Yasmani Grandal struck out. The inning was over, but 3 walks, 2 wild pitches, and an error gave the Dodgers a 2-0 lead in inning number 1. They would extend that lead in the 4th inning. With Kohler still out there, he got Grandal on a ground ball to first, but then he walked Carl Crawford, and with 2 outs, Crawford was still at first base for the pitcher, Clayton Kershaw. 2-1 pitch. That's driven out toward right center. Ozuna's got to hurry back. He's not going to get it. It'll go to the wall. Kershaw's got his second hit. Coming around third base, Crawford. He'll score easily on a double by the pitcher. And it's 3-0 L.A. And with Kershaw on the mound, the Dodgers feeling pretty good about things at that point. Kershaw was rolling tonight. He allowed a 1-out triple to Marcelo Ozuna in the 2nd inning. But that was it. The only base runner he had allowed through the first 5 innings. And when he got Adany Echevarria leading off the 6th on a line drive to second, Kershaw had retired 16 of 17 batters in this game. But then things changed, and they changed in a hurry. Pinch hitter Miguel Rojas in the pitcher spot hit a soft double over the third baseman Turner down the left field line. Marlins had their 2nd hit. They had Rojas at 2nd base with 1 out. D. Gordon then a hot smash back up the middle. It went off the leg of Kershaw. By the time he ran it down, D. had himself an infield hit. And while Rojas couldn't advance on the ball hit right back to the pitcher, the Marlins had 2 men on with 1 out trying to break the ice. Martin Prado to the plate.
Glove and ball down to the letters, and here's a ball knocked up the middle, a base hit for Prado. Coming around third is Rojas. He'll score, and the Marlins are on the board, and they've cut into the Dodger 3-0 lead. It's now 3-1.
And there were still 2 men on for Christian Yelich.
Kershaw to the plate. A swing and a line drive, base hit to left. Coming around third, D. Gordon, he's been waved. The throw will go to third base. D. will score easily, flying across home plate and right on into the dugout. And the Marlins pulled to within 1 of Kershaw and the Dodgers at 3-2 on the Yelich RBI single to left.
So this game went from 3-0 to 3-2 very quickly. It went from 3-2 to 5-3 in the blink of an eye, thanks to Giancarlo.
Kershaw ready. The 1-0 pitch coming to Stanton. Stanton swings and he drives a ball high and deep. This is out toward right center. It is going to be up, up and away. A home run to deep right center for Giancarlo Stanton. A 3-run blast that gives the Marlins a 5-3 lead here in inning number 6. Wow.
How about that? Clayton Kershaw had allowed 6 runs, 5 earned in his first 35 innings this season. Then in the span of 5 batters, the Marlins torch him for 5 runs in the 6th inning. The Stanton home run capping a 5-run inning against Kershaw. And that's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Tom Kohler done after 5, left on line for victory. 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 4, struck out 3, threw a couple of wild pitches. For Kohler tonight, 88 pitches. 52 strikes. After allowing 5 in the 6th, Kershaw went back out there for the 7th, allowed a double to D. Gordon, but he got out of the inning unscored upon. He was done after 7, 5 runs, 7 hits, no walks, 10 strikeouts for Kershaw tonight. He hit a batter, allowed the big home run to Stanton. For Kershaw, 104 pitches, 71 strikes. So this one went to the bullpens. Marlins trying to add to their lead in the top of the 8th. J.P. Howell came out of the bullpen to face the lefty Christian Yelich, and Yelich led the eighth off with a single with Giancarlo Stanton coming up. Lewis Coleman, the right-hander, entered in place of Howell, who faced only the one man. Coleman got Stanton to foul out to first base, and he got Marcelo Ozuna on a fly ball to right. But after a wild pitch sent Yelich to second, JT Realmuto had a chance to extend a 5-3 lead. Coleman the 1-2. JT loops one out behind second base. It's sinking quickly. Peterson dives. Can't get it. It's a hit for Realmuto. Yelich scores. That's a big add-on run. 6-3 Marlins in the eighth. And it was up to the bullpen to make that lead stand up. Craig Breslow, an inning and two-thirds, scoreless. Brian Morse got the last out in the seventh inning. In the eighth, Kyle Bearclaw struck out the side. He got Gonzalez, Puig, and Grandal back-to-back-to-back. So he went to the ninth. It was time for A.J. Ramos with a 6-3 lead. He got the first man, Carl Crawford, and a bouncer to second. But then Jock Peterson doubled, and he went to third base on a wild pitch. Pinch hitter Howie Kendrick struck out. Chase Utley worked a walk. He took second, a defensive indifference. The Dodgers had the tying man at the plate with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. A.J. Ramos looking to slam the door facing Corey Seager.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the left side. Echevarria has it. Throws to first and the ball game. The Marlins have made it two in a row over the Dodgers and for the first time this season have won three straight games. They've beaten Los Angeles 6-3.
For the Marlins, their fifth comeback win of the season. First time they've overcome a deficit of more than one run, though, to win a game. They were down 3-0 against Kershaw into the sixth inning. They win this game 6-3. For Miami, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 7 runners left on base. For the Dodgers, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 8. Tom Kohler, the winning pitcher, he's 2-2. He's won back-to-back starts against the Nationals and Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw, the loser for the first time this year, he's 2-1. A.J. Ramos, 5-for-5 in save chances. Going back to last year, he's 14 for his last 14. Time of the game was 3 hours, 2 minutes, and a crowd of 41,102 was here to see it. Marlins with the victory are 8-11, now 6-4 on the road. Dodgers fall to 12-9. They're 4-4 here at Dodger Stadium. So the Marlins have won 3 straight for the first time this year. Dodgers have now lost back-to-back games after winning 8 of their last 11.
Team's been all over midweek roster moves, pulling Justin Nicolino out of AAA New Orleans to make tonight's start at 10:10 for those of us on the East Coast. Kyle Seeloff will tell you all about the pitching matchup at 9:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And if you don't make it through the whole ballgame out west, there's never been a better time to hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts to catch the fish with the Marlins Radio Network each and every morning.